Hey everybody, Matthew Larry here. I want to take a second to welcome you to Monday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, You Must Be Born Again. And in these teachings, we're going to be talking about the new birth and the reality that when you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you became a new creation. You became brand new on the inside. Now, I want to start today's broadcast by reading you some scriptures in John chapter 3, starting in verse 3. Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, and he said this, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter in the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" He didn't know what Jesus was talking about. Verse 5, Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Verse 6, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Verse 7 says, "Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again." That word must is talking about necessity. Now, if Jesus says you must be born again, if he's using that kind of language, then this should be really, really important to us. You know, being born again is a vital issue. If you're not recreated on the inside, if you're not born again, then you're not in the family of God. You're not going to spend eternity with the Father. This is a vital issue. But many of you that are watching the broadcast, you might be thinking, but I'm already born again. So what about me? Well, it's not just important that you're born again. That's vital. But you and I also need to understand and have revelation of the new birth. You know, most Christians know very little about this new birth, know very little about what actually happens when we're born again. And so that's what we're after this week on the broadcast. We want revelation and depth of understanding about the new birth, about the reality that you and I are new creations in Christ Jesus. Now, when Jesus was talking about being born again, you can see in talking to Nicodemus, he was not talking about being born again physically, but he was talking about being born again in your spirit. You know, man is a tripart being. He's spirit, has a soul, and lives in a body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 reveals that to us. It says that the God of peace sanctify you wholly or entirely, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So friend, you and I are not just our bodies, and we are not just our minds. We are spirit beings. We live in physical bodies, and we have souls, but you and I are spirit beings. When you're looking at me right now, you're seeing my body, but my real man is the inner man, is my spirit that is on the inside of this body. And that's the part of us that needs to be born again. When Jesus said you must be born again, he's talking about your spirit. Now, born again means this. It means to be born anew. It means to be born over again. And so you're talking about your spirit being born anew. You're talking about your spirit being born again. And it also means this, it means your spirit, it means to be born from above. You know, the Amplified Bible says spiritually transformed when it's talking about being born again. And so you're talking about something happening on the inside. You're talking about something happening to your spirit. You're talking about your spirit being born anew, your spirit being born again, your spirit being born from above. You know, in Acts chapter 17, verse 29, it says that we are the offspring of God. And so your physical body is the offspring of your natural parents. But when you get born again, Your spirit is the offspring of God. And friend, this is exciting because that puts you in the family of God. That makes God your father. Come on, say it with me as you're watching the broadcast. I am the offspring of God. I'm in the family of God. And when the scripture talks about being God's offspring, it's talking about our spirit being born of God, being born from above, our spirit man, our inner man, sprung off of God. He is our heavenly Father. He is the Father of our spirit. It's good news, isn't it, friend? Come on, say it with me. I'm in the family of God. God is my Father. And that's what happens when you and I get born again. We are born into the family of God. Now, why did Jesus say, you must be born again? Why did he, in fact, in other translations in John chapter 3, it says it like this, all of you must be born again. Well, you have to understand something, friend. In the beginning, mankind, Adam and Eve, were created in the image and the likeness of God. Genesis 1:26 says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And so man's spirit was created with the nature of God. However, when man sinned, the condition of his spirit changed. You know, in Genesis 2:17, God said this to him. He said, in the day you eat thereof, talking about the tree, in the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. And so when they sinned, they died spiritually. They died on the inside. They lost the nature of God, and their spirit beings, their inner man, took on the nature of sin and death. And their sin affected every man after them that was born into the earth. You know, in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it says, as by one man sin entered into the world, and so death passed upon all men. Verse 19 in that same chapter says, for by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. And so because of Adam's sin, everyone born into the earth after that is born with the nature of sin and death. The condition of their spirit is that everybody's spirit being, that their spirit man, has the nature of sin and death. In fact, Ephesians 2:3 said, we were by nature, this is talking about before we were born again, we were by nature the children of wrath. And so everybody that's born into the earth after Adam's sin, their spirit has the nature of sin and death. And this was the problem that mankind had, that his spirit being was not alive unto God. His spirit being was no longer in the image of God, in the likeness of God. He was no longer in the family of God, but he had the nature of sin and death. And this is why Jesus said, you must, you must be born again. And friend, here's the good news. Because of what Jesus did, our nature can be changed back. Our spirit being can be changed back to its original condition. Come on, we can be born again. We can be recreated, born anew, born from above. On the inside, we can be born back into the family of God. This is good news, isn't it, friend? You and I, if you are born again today, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. You no longer have the nature of sin and death. In Romans 5:19 again, it said, for by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, but by one man's obedience, many were made righteous. That's talking about you and me, friend. We have been made right on the inside. We are born again. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. And that is all because of what our good shepherd did for us, dying for us and being risen from the dead. Now you and I can be recreated on the inside. This is good news, isn't it? And if you're not born again, we're going to pray a prayer as we close the broadcast today so that you can make Jesus the Lord of your life. And friend, if you are born again, we're going to pray a prayer because we're going to ask God for understanding and revelation of what this new birth really is. It's good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, Jesus said, you must be born again. This is a vital issue, and you and I are after understanding of what it means to be born again. Number two, when he's talking about being born again, Jesus was talking about your spirit man being born again. And number three, why do we have to be born again? Because we were born with the nature of sin and death because of Adam's sin. But because of what Jesus did, we can be born anew, we can be born again, and we can be recreated on the inside. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you today that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. And Father, I'm releasing my faith over everybody watching the broadcast today. And if any of them are not born again, friend, if that's talking about you, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you today that I can be born again. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. I believe with my heart that you raised him from the dead. And I declare today, according to your word in Romans chapter 10, that I am saved. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. And Father, as an audience, as an internet audience, we are asking you for revelation all this week and understanding, greater depth of revelation on the new birth, on the new creation. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Hey, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We're going to continue this series of teachings entitled, You Must Be Born Again. We'll see you then.